speaking about problems at work, I got an email from Anthony. Hi, Dr. Kenner. I'm a civilian employee for local law enforcement. I have a pretentious coworker, Harvey. He argues just to argue, even if his argument is totally wrong. Harvey's new thing is to whistle into the radio. When you tell him it's annoying and to stop, he comes up with an argument full of biblical references and quotes from Roman philosophy to justify his behavior. I have to big smile for that one. Everyone thinks he's intelligent because he always has some philosophy book or book about Kafka, Franz Kafka. However, when you watch him read, all he does is underline stuff. I have complained to supervisor, but their response is to get along or just ignore him because they want to deal with him. So how do you deal with an annoying person like this in the workplace, Anthony? So Anthony, what are your options? I mean, one of the options is if he's totally driving you nuts, your supervisors won't do anything, can you change departments? I mean, that's one option. That may be very unrealistic though. So another thing you can do is congratulate yourself for reaching out to your supervisors. And my guess, if this guy frustrates you, it sounds like he would be someone who would frustrate me too, that he also frustrates other people. So your supervisor's advice is actually good advice, but it's very hard to implement when you say, oh, just ignore your sister, just ignore your father, just ignore your, you know, your husband. It's much easier said than done. So how do you just ignore someone? Well, I'll give you a few tips. The core of it is you need to shift your mental focus and ask yourself, what's most important to me? So if I'm at work involved in a task and someone's happily whistling away into the radio, I would ask my supervisors if it wasn't dangerous to do so, could I just plug into a headset so that I'm mentally shifting my focus? Or I could enjoy the task that I'm doing. Or I could have a conversation with a different employee. And what I want to accomplish is mentally put this guy, Harvey, behind the curtain in my mind rather than put him center stage and have him be a consistent irritant. I would try to minimize any interactions with him. I would not ask him about his family. I would not talk about current events with him or politics or the Bible. And I would just, you don't have to announce that you're doing this to him. You just fade him gradually from your mental focus and put him into the background. The image of Harvey whistling into the radio and justifying it with biblical references and these quotes paints a very colorful picture. So one of the skills that I have used for myself and passed along to clients, that imagine you were writing a sitcom like Frasier. You need to create a colorful character like Bulldog on the Frasier show. You know, I always cringe every time Bulldog comes on. So sometimes I say, oh, great, Harvey is acting really weird again today. I can use this as a sitcom. You know, if I'm writing my sitcom, I can put Harvey in it doing this weird thing of whistling into the radio once again. And what it does for me is it lightens my frustration. It just lightens my mood and it kind of gives me a twinkle. It's just like I'm not taking him seriously. Then you could reach out to him, not the way you were doing it, because it sounds like you were ordering him to just shut up. And of course, that backfires. Everybody's going to continue the annoying behavior even more, which we all know. So you could make a request of him. You can't control his choice to whistle or not, but you could say, Harvey, I'm having difficulty concentrating. Would you be willing to whistle softly or perhaps enjoy your whistling when I'm not in the area? I'd appreciate that. Now, when you make a request of someone, you have to be prepared that he may whistle back in defiance. So don't counterattack. You made your request. He can honor it or say no. He might not honor it right away. It might take a little time and, you know, he mulls over it and eventually starts whistling a little softer and then fades it. That's not in your control. And you mentioned that he reads Kafka. Now, I read Kafka. I thought he was one of the more depressing people. I would never use Kafka for emotional refueling. My favorite author is Ayn Rand, who wrote the Atlas Shrugged and The Fountainhead. And that's a much more upbeat view where you value yourself, you value achieving goals without ever harming anyone else and without ever letting anyone use you as a doormat. So if he's reading Kafka, I wouldn't be impressed personally. This is me. I would think, oh my God, that's his problem, not mine. But what rotten psychological fuel. You can also change your thoughts about him. When I see someone who's really annoying, maybe I'm in a supermarket line and there's a real loud person or someone really annoying around me, I say to myself quietly, not out loud, I say, at least I'm not married to him or her. And for some reason, that just, again, gives me that inner twinkle, and I don't get frustrated. I don't get angry. I don't get annoyed. So you cannot force him to stop. You cannot force your supervisors to act differently. You can make requests of him or of your supervisors. You certainly could go back to them again. But ultimately, you want the skills, and it's a great opportunity to learn these skills, to fade someone from your mental focus and replace it with something that's much more of value to you. Again, another coworker or thoughts about what you're going to do with your family at the end of the day. It's your life. Make the most of it. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner on the Rational Basis of Happiness. Toll free 1-877-DRKENNER. That's toll free 1-877-DR-KENNER.
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance, the Serious Romance Guidebook by clinical psychologist Dr. Ellen Kenner and Dr. Edwin Locke, who's world famous for his theories in goal setting.
Telling white lies can be harmful. If your spouse asks, "Am I too fat?" you can first actively listen by reflecting their thoughts. You're concerned about your weight? Giving your partner an opportunity to think aloud may help motivate him or her to lose weight. But if your partner actually wants your input, tell the truth tactfully. "I think you'd feel and look better and be healthier if you lost some weight. Let me know if you'd like my help. I can stop bringing home all that junk food." White lies breed distrust. If your partner lies to you, you will naturally wonder, if my partner lied about this, what other things has he or she lied about?
You can download Chapter 1 for free by going to drkenner.com, and you can buy The Selfish Path to Romance at amazon.com.